Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father and Mother, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Months ago now, as I was preparing for this summer's sermon series on Holy Communion, one of the titles that I considered and almost chose was A Bigger Table. And if I'd gone with that title, both last week's and this week's sermons would have the subtitle, A Bigger Guest List. If you remember last week, we looked at how the guests at Jesus' table aren't just those of us here today at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. The guests at Jesus' table are the communion of saints, those who are currently living, those who have died, and those who are yet to come. All God's people from all over the world and from every generation gather at this table to feast on God's love. A bigger table, a bigger guest list. Well, today we're going to explore another dimension of the bigger guest list at God's table. A few months ago now, when I preached on the story in Acts about when the Ethiopian eunuch was baptized, I shared with you the lyrics to a song called A Bigger Table by Matt Marr. Actually, I'm going to put this song on Facebook later, so if you want to hear it in its entirety, I'll have the video link there. But the lyrics I shared with you that day, I want to share with you again today. Show me who is my neighbor, the Christ hidden in the beggar, because love doesn't meet a stranger. Love welcomes them in, into a house for the hungry, a well for the thirsty, where all saints come together, shoulder to shoulder. In all things, love is able. God has a bigger table. Where all saints come together, shoulder to shoulder. You see, at God's table, on God's guest list, all people are shoulder to shoulder. No one is in front of anyone. No one is behind anyone. In the lesson from Acts today, Peter proclaims the truth that God shows no partiality. The reading from Galatians fleshes that out just a little bit more, saying that in Christ there is no longer male or female, there is no longer Greek or Jew or Gentile, slave or free, for all are one in Christ Jesus. God shows no partiality. God doesn't love anyone more than God loves someone else. God loves every single person equally. I think we all know that's true on some level. We read the scriptures and we think, yeah, that's right. But it's a lot harder to live out because as humans, it's in our human nature to show partiality. We have a tendency to think the things that make us unique make us better than others, that maybe God loves us just a little bit or maybe even a lot more, because we've bought into the lie that differences have to be better or worse. God does not think that way, and that's not at all what God's love looks like. Every single person that has ever lived and that will ever live is equally created in the image of God. And this shows us how incredibly diverse God is if the diversity of people, all of them, are made equally in the image of God. God doesn't show partiality. Any distinction, any hierarchy that humans can create does not exist in God's love. God doesn't love white people more than any other skin color. God doesn't love Americans more than any other nationality. God doesn't love people with natural hair color more than people with blue or pink hair color. God does not love neurotypical people more than God loves people who are neurodivergent. God does not love straight people more than God loves people who are gay or bisexual or transgender. God does not love people who have never had a tattoo more than God loves people who are covered in tattoos. God doesn't love Republicans more than Democrats. God doesn't love middle and upper class people more than God loves those in poverty. God does not love those who speak English more than those who speak any other language, because God shows no partiality, none. And all, every single person, is welcomed at God's table. God includes those that we don't want included. And the truth is, God always has. All throughout the Gospels, we hear story after story after story about how Jesus was known for who he included. In today's Gospel lesson, he was known not just for associating, but for eating with sinners and tax collectors. Jesus including the ones that others don't want to be included has always angered religious people, because Jesus ate with people who were different, who others thought he shouldn't eat with. But because God does not show partiality, God's love and God's table stand in direct contrast to the division and the hatred, the bigotry and prejudice and discrimination and violence that we see all over the news and in the world around us. None of that is from God or is of God. Because God's love does not divide, it unites. God's love does not discriminate in any way. God's love is not violent, it's peaceful. God's love does not have any distinctions, any conditions. Jesus has always welcomed, cared for, and loved people that others wouldn't dream of being associated with or accepting, let alone eating with. But God's love does not have any restrictions or any exceptions. Jesus, our brown-skinned Savior who was from the Middle East, who himself was a refugee, welcomed everyone into his presence, at his table, and into the kingdom of God. Jesus loved others without limits and without bounds, and that is how we are called to live as well. No one is loved by Jesus more than someone else for any reason, and no one is more welcomed at this table or has a better seat at this table than someone else for any reason. Because we are all one in Christ Jesus, and God shows no partiality. This is not our table, it's Jesus' table. We are not the hosts, we are the guests. And we take our place here, shoulder to shoulder, with everyone who comes. Shoulder to shoulder with all ages, with all races, with all nationalities, with all ethnicities, with all gender identities, with all political parties, with all sexual orientations, with all languages, with all occupations. We all come together, shoulder to shoulder. We come with the ones that we despise, we come with the ones that we love, we come with the ones that we approve of and the ones that we don't approve of. Because everyone has an equal place at God's table because they are loved without limits. The truth is that this table is different because God is different. This table is different because God's love is different. And in the waters of baptism, we become different. When we are baptized, we die to ourselves, our sinful selves, the selves that want to create hierarchy and exceptions. And God raises us to new life in Christ. And in that new life, we are called to love the Lord our God with all that we have and all that we are, and to love others as ourselves. No exceptions, no restrictions. May we humble ourselves to truthfully acknowledge the ways in which we try to place restrictions and exceptions on God's love and at God's table. May we repent for all the ways that we think we are better than others. May we not judge anyone for any reason. May we repent for the ways we exclude others. May we see that every single human being is created in the image of God just as much as we are. Sisters and brothers, may we, through our lives, show the world that not only is God's love different, but that God's table is different from this world. And may our lives look a little bit more like God's love and God's table, a table that is bigger than we could ever imagine. This is most certainly true. Thanks be to God. Amen.